This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In the authentic personal relationship Habakkuk had with God, he discovered what is found in Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. He was preoccupied with the problems he saw with the people of God. That was a legitimate concern, but God had a bigger perspective. He was going to deal with Judah in his time. He was going to deal with Babylon after he had used them because they deserved his judgment. But God was going to do these things in such a way that the whole world would come to see that God was sovereign and his dealing with the nations was just and worthy of praise. In fact, he declares, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea," Habakkuk 2:14. That's why God concludes his answer in Habakkuk 2:20, "But the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth be silent before him." Some might trust in their heritage like Israel did. Others might trust in their might and ruthless violence like the Babylonians did. Still others might trust in the idols they make with their own hands like the pagans do. Solomon was right when he said in Proverbs 14:12, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death." Complain to God if you must, but then be sure to take time to listen for his answer. Once you get his answer, silently submit to God and worship him by faith.